on, and a lot of your mates then decided to head over the border to play for Queensland. You know, you had Greg Cornelison, Chris Carberry, of course, and Jeff Shaw. Did you ever feel the lure to drop the IQ a couple of hundred and go over the border and become a banana bender?
Oh, no, well, I was like firmly entrenched at Bar, but it certainly did seem a bit of a, yeah, they were all ending up in Queensland, so I think that Bob Templeton had a little bit to do with that, like first persuading, I think, Jeff Shaw, like my centre partner, to go up there for a job and everything with Queensland Rugby, I think, and then, well, Hippie ended up teaching up there with, Brisbane, and things went from Armidale up to there just through the natural course, so he wasn't actually stolen, but he ended up playing for them up there as well. But and Corny ended up there, and Peter Horton ended up there, and I think in 78 was the only I was the only one left, sort of.
Of course, tell sort of about your first test. You played against the Poms in 1976. Would have been fantastic just to put the shirt on. What happened? You get the phone call or the telegram or the carrier pigeon come to you to sort of tell you you're playing for the Wallabies?
We got selected in that team after the trials, but we were over on two of them when I was lucky enough. I missed the first couple of tests against Wales and that, and then I got picked for the English test in early in 76 at Twickenham. Yeah, that was the first one. We lost that, unfortunately, and don't have fond memories of that game, but other than the fact that played in it and tried to do your best, that was it.
Of course, you went on the famous tour of 1978, which in some ways really laid the foundation for Australian rugby for the next 10 or 15 years, including World Cups and the like. You missed the first test, but you played in the last two, and of course, famously, Greg Cornelison scored four tries and sort of walked less than 10 metres to score the lot.
Yeah, just the way it happened. Yeah, at Eden Park, there, the last test. The second one was in the wet, and then, of course, we never liked playing a wetter. I don't anyhow, but, oh, well, we're not real wet weather footballers, and we got a bit mowed over, but in Eden Park, it was just like Sydney weather, and it was a dry pitch, and Kenny Wright let loose, and Corny was following behind him most of the way, and so were the rest of the blokes, and we just ran him over a bit. Yeah, had a good win then. Corny got the four try just from his tremendous athlete, just backing up all the time and being there at the right time. And I think Gary Pearce, the other breakaway, got the other try. So just showed you how much they were on the ball on that day, and just a dry pitch, and it was away you go.
And of course, you played against the Irish, and Tony Ward kicked everybody off the ground in those two tests, and that was the last of tests. Just a little bit disappointing just to sort of not be in the Wallaby squad for that next couple of years where the Bledisloe Cups were coming and also the Grand Slam.
Yeah, well, after the Irish test there, I had an operation, like a shoulder operation, so it took a fair while to recover from that. And, well, I didn't make the selection, and that was the end of my career, actually, like as far as for Australia.
You came back and wreaked havoc, of course, on the Central North competition, helping yourself to four Heath Shields finally. That would have been a bit of fun with the Darlingtons and the Macs and all these types.
Oh, you know, we had some pretty good young fellas there, and we were pretty keen to, because we hadn't won a competition in 86, and the opportunity came up to take on the coaching, and didn't really think I'd sort of play there again and that, but we all got that, had to get that fit, and we wanted to, we were just hungry for a premiership, and it's the way it worked out, but a lot of good young players in that team, and we were very fit, and we made it. Yeah.
Would you like to have gone back to maybe have professional rugby the way it is now, or do you think you would have lost some of the joy in playing the game?
Oh, look, I don't know, it's tremendous competition there now, and there's so much involved that now, you just got to live and breathe it. Involved today, and it's sort of, it seems to be just a bit above me. I think I'm quite happy with the years that I had, even at the club level, and the way we played and the fun we had in our club football and our zone football, and the country and the Australian side. Obviously, it's just a lot different than what it is now, and I don't think, well, there was always the pressure on, obviously, to maintain your position and to be there, and you never stop trying to do that, but nowadays, with the money involved, I think it sort of brings in another little bit of equation there, which would make it extra hard, I think, to stay in the top game. But there's some fantastic footballers around there. It's really playing has gone right through things and down into the schoolboy football and everything. So certainly, rugby, she's a pretty solid code.
Well, Bill, we want to thank you for your time. You're one of the great icons of not only Central North Rugby, but New Shores Rugby, New Shores Country Rugby, and also playing six tests for the Wallabies. We wish you all the best moving forward, and thank you for your time.